God before, but that brought me into a path of just chaos, drugs, fighting, and a lot of trouble. I ended up in prison. So basically, the gist is like, I just ignored what God wanted me to do, and it ended up with me nearly dying. I nearly got stabbed. I got put in prison, and a lot of things happened to me because I didn't do what God wanted me to do. And what God wants you to do doesn't have to be a hard road. It's actually a good road to go down, because ultimately God will bless you. When you behave yourself and you do the right thing, God will look after you. He will provide for you, and He will make the path that He wants you to go on. He'll make it available for you, and it's actually a lot of fun when you actually start listening to God and doing what God wants you to do. So it's only this year that I started actually listening to what God wanted me to do. And God's not this big angry guy who tells you this is right, this is wrong. It's all about a relationship you've got with God. And God lives in every one of you. He does live in every one of you, but it's up to you if you choose to acknowledge Him or just ignore Him. But ultimately, you can have a relationship with God. And when you do start talking to God and you hear God talking to you, He'll lead you in the right paths, and he'll get you into a job. He'll get you into a nice house. He'll get you in a comfortable life, as long as you are willing to follow His voice and do what He wants you to do. So part of it goes by when I was growing up and I was younger, I didn't want to listen to my mum and dad. I wasn't interested what they had to say for me, and I just ignored them. But ultimately, when I've been reading the Bible now, I know that God put my mum and dad there for a reason, because God knows from the beginning till the end. So He knows everything that's going to happen in your life already. He knows before time. But it's up to you to choose whether you want to behave and follow the authorities that are set above you. Because ultimately you have to do that to have a good life. If you start rebelling against the authorities above you and your mum and dad, then ultimately God can't control you. God's put your mum and dad above you, no matter how bad they are, for a reason. You have to listen to them. So in the Bible, in Romans 13, it talks about submission to authorities. It says, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against authority is rebelling against that what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. So basically he's saying here that if you rebel against your mum and dad, and what the police are there for a reason. And ultimately, if you're going to rebel against it, it's just going to end up in a bad situation, because God's put them people above you to stop bad things happening, regardless of what you think about these people. So it might be hard sometimes, but I know from experience, I used to rebel against the authorities. I used to fight with the police. I used to get arrested every second weekend. I used to always be in prison, in the jail. And it took me till I hit rock bottom, and then I started listening to God. But so the message is basically just to try and submit yourself to the people above you, because ultimately that's what God wants, and He's not going to be able to bless you unless you do what these people above you are saying. So it says here, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honour your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Right, so basically it's just another message that with your mum and dad, honour them and do what they ask you to do, whether you think it's right or wrong. Ultimately, if you do what's right by them and you seek to see what God wants, then your life will prosper. And then be humble and just ask Jesus to show you the way. If you think something's not right, speak to Jesus. Don't rebel and start causing trouble or fighting with people or stuff like that. Speak to God and then let Him show you where you want Him. He wants to take you. So, yeah, so the message today is just about listening to your mum and dad and doing what's right. Don't break the law. Don't do things like that, because ultimately God sees everything. Whether someone there or not, God sees you, and you'll reap what you sow when it comes to your behaviour. So,
do you
want to
leave for me?
You want to
do something.
Yeah. So, but it's not all doom and gloom. At the end of the day, once I started listening to what God wanted me to do, I got a good job because I was doing what God wanted me to do, and I was acting the right way. So basically, I started reading my Bible. I started speaking to Jesus, and He started opening doors for me to do things. I stopped worrying about what money I had, because I was always getting provided for. I always had the right stuff where He needed me to go. So now I've got a personal relationship with Jesus. So all you have to do, if you want a relationship with Jesus, is just to basically say to Him, look, I want you to guide me. I want you to show me what you want me to do. And I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to end up in jail. I don't want all these things. You just say, Jesus, like, show me the way. And then He will. He'll bring the right people your way. As long as you're honest and humble yourself. And just say, look, I need to help Jesus. So, that's my message for you today. And then if your life does get bad and things are going wrong, Jesus is always there. Jesus is always listening to you. So you just need to ask Him, and ask Him to show you, and He will show you. He will show you.
Amen.
Do you want to know what happened?